Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila o Maui la, leika roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Aloha kakou. Come sit down at Nakai Evalu's kitchen table. It's great to be together again. Kaho'one panoke. Hey.
Aloha, everyone, and thank you for joining us here this morning to all of our ohana from the islands of Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, Hawaii Island, and of course here on Oahu. It's been a great week, Noi. Very busy. We had the Onipa'a birthday celebration for our queen on Sunday. And it was fabulous. It was just a fabulous day.
And our special guest was there, too.
Vicky Holtakamine.
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm at the kitchen table. I have peppermint and ginger tea today.
Right on. Yeah. Is that what you're running
yes,
on?
Yes, I am. But, you know, what did we do? I forgot to tell you about the UH football game. We
squeezed. Did you go?
I did. I have season tickets.
Again?
Yes, you know, I have to take my mother and Mabel May and her mother, Momi and her mother. So the four of us have season tickets.
And was it a good game?
It squeaked by at the last quarter. It was very exciting. My mother said, that was a great game. We all went home and watched it on TV afterwards till 3 a.m. Mommy and her mama too. Oh, my
gosh.
And
what else did you do, Victoria?
Well, I watched TV and I watched the volleyball game. It was sad. We lost. So.
And then we had our mo'opunas.
And my mo'opuna La'akea, who lives in Hilo and Kau'i. It's La'akea's birthday. He was 4. So right after Onipa'a, caught a flight to Hilo and then had a little birthday party for La'akea. And then I was standby on my favorite airlines because my son is a flight attendant. But we stayed 4 hours at the Hilo airport trying to get on.
Wow. Boy, you had a busy, busy week, huh?
Yes. Thank you, Kaho'one, for creating events that we all have to show up at.
But I have to say, you know, Onipa'a was great. Kippen, who is the executive director for Friends of Iolani Palace, reported that this was one of the largest years in attendance of them giving free tours to the Iolani Palace. And what was really heartwarming was we had 500 students that were brought up from Waianae by Queen Ili'okalani Children's Center. And 90% of them had never been to Iolani Palace.
And I took my mo'opuna, Nicole, and my nephew, Kili'i, into the palace. Wow. We took our tour too.
Great. What's a great day.
And we're going to have another great day today. Hapa'haole music is the way a lot of people think of Hawaii still, and we'll find out more about it today on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, low mess salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapi lai in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Go grandma's house on the weekend, clean your cars. If we don't go, grandma gotta work hard, yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, oh, oh, oh,
The way we like it here on Nā Kai e Walu, Hawaii's radio magazine from Hanalei to Keaau. Kahoone panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and we're thinking Hapa Haole Hula today with an incredible entertainer extraordinaire, Kavika Trask.
Aloha! How's it, gang? Mahalo for having us here today.
Welcome.
Thanks for the big invite. I don't know why I'm here, but okay.
You know why you're here. You know why you're here, because coming up is our seventh annual Hapa Haole Hula and Vocal Hula competition next week, Friday. And then today at Kapi'olani Park Bandstand is our Hapa Haole Hula Festival at Kapi'olani Park. So from 11 to 4.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
And one of our featured entertainers is Kavika Trask Trio.
Thanks. And, you know, we're always so very, very fortunate that you guys always think about us, Vicky and Kaho'one, and always try to include us in all of your island events, I guess you could say.
Because we were just last weekend at Onipa'a. Kavika played at Onipa'a
at Iolani Palace. And that was really, really nice. The weather was so-so, but it was just a beautiful day. Very vela, but it was a very nice day.
And
for
those
queen.
Of you out there that don't know who Kavika Trask is, then shame on you. Because he's really been involved in the entertainment industry for a number of years. And he is like our entertainer extraordinaire, because Kavika can take a crowd that's maybe just on a low point, and by the second number, they're on the high point. We've actually seen that happen, how he can make that crowd move and change from not smiling to just smiling all the time. And that's because of the music he plays and the information that he gives to all of our Malihini out there as well. So it's just great having you here, brother.
Thanks, Kahone. Wow, that's such a wonderful compliment to be paid. Thank you so very, very much. And, you know, because we're on Hapa Haole and, you know, and people forget that that's really an important part of Hawaiian music. You know, they think of all the traditional, we all love our culture. We love the kahiko and we love the traditional Hawaiian songs sung in the Olalomakuahine. However, you know, Hapa Haole music is a huge portion. If you look at the decades that Hapa Haole music was written, I mean, actually, from the late 1800s, it really started. They started way back then. Of course, more popular from the 30s and 40s and 50s and so on. But, I mean, it's such a great era of island music.
Songs of fun and romance.
Yes, yes.
We're talking Hapa Haole Hula this morning here on Nā Kai e Walu. Brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Little hula birds in hula skirts, winking at the boys in aloha shirts. That's the way to do the aloha week hula. Around the aisle, mile by mile, take a detour in Hawaiian style. That's the way to do the aloha week hula. For a brand new step, you can try and match. Tutu walking in a taro patch. Oh, clap your hands, the music is grand. Do an ami ami for the boys in the band. Hey, beat that drum, dum-dee-dum.
Wiggle in the middle, it's a lot of fun when you learn to do the Alohui Kula. Little hula flirts in hula skirts, winking at the boys in aloha shirts. That's the way to do the Alohui Kula. Around the aisle, mile by mile, take a detour in Hawaiian style. That's the way to do the Alohui Kula. For a brand new step, you can try and match. Tutu walking in a taro patch. Oh, clap your hands, the music is great. Doing ummi ummi for the boys in the band. Hey! Death jump, dum dee da. Wiggle in the middle, it's a lot of fun when you learn to do the Alohui Kula. That's the way to do the Alohui Kula.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Have you ever slept underneath the stars with the sunrise in the east and the pretty ladies getting it together, getting ready for a Sunday feast? Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. The guitars are playing, the guitars music are playing, and the music man saying, "Won't you be company? You are very welcome, you won't you come along? There'll be room for you and me. Had a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me." Ready for the singing, the music man is calling you, and the magic that he's bringing seems to help to make it through to our Sunday party in the country.
Evalu, classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o coming at ya every Saturday morning from 8 until 10. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and Noe Tanigawa here. And you folks mentioned the word onipa'a as part of the Queen's celebration last weekend. What does onipa'a mean?
Well, we can break that down into two smaller words. Oni means to move, and pa'a means to hold fast. So Hawaiians have a unique way of coining these two words. Not moving fast, but to hold fast, to be steadfast. So you can holomua, move forward, but be firm in your commitment on how you move. have one thought, one mind, and move together. That was the motto of Queen Liliʻuokalani, E'onipa'akako. And it means that let us be steadfast and hold fast to our culture, but to move forward together as a lahui. So the Onipa'a was the theme of our celebration for Liliʻuokalani. It was her motto. Oh. And the motto of King Kamehameha V, by the way.
Onipa'a, now you know. And knowledge is power.
He mo'olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a o aku. Na ke kahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Dirk Yoshizawa, a commercial banking officer at Bank of Hawaii, with tips about how to prepare an effective business plan. First, be realistic. Overly rosy business plans can be a red flag for potential investors. To maintain credibility, make sure you provide accurate estimates of the market and competitors. Also, base your financial projection on facts, not wishful thinking. Investors want to see growth, but achievable growth. And lastly, to avoid any holes or inaccuracies in the business plan, do your homework. The plan needs to address every situation and problem that may arise, and painting a realistic picture will help you do that.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The moonlit ocean of Lanai's Hulupoʻe Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealiʻi Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center, whose mission is to document and pass on the storied history of Lanai. Join Kealiʻi Rise Shell and enjoy a celebration of Hawaiian cultural activities throughout the afternoon, including storytelling and lei making. 100% of the ticket proceeds benefit the Lana'i Cultural and Heritage Center and are earmarked to develop a multimedia experience depicting the oral history of Lana'i to be enjoyed by visitors in Kama'aina for decades to come. For room reservations, Four Seasons offers specially priced packages including concert tickets, making this an exceptional value. For reservations and tickets, call the ticket hotline 1-808-565-2426. That's 1-808-565-2426. Mahalo.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aue nā li'i e o ke au I hala, e nāna mai a mākou, nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei, e ala mai kākou, e nā kini, nā mamo ka aina aloha. Aloha wale ia aina, ko kākou kahua, aue ka ili ili e, ka ho'opuehu ia nei. E pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku, I paa maila ke kahua hale hou, no kākou e nā pua e ho'olulu ai. E ala e ka I, ka mahi, ka palena, I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Pua o Hawaii Kupa'a maho pe o ka aina Hiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anunu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pi ilani Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Auku me ke oni o kā kui hewa Pulima,
aole, 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 hiu.
Maluna o ka pepa o ka enemi. Pohui aina ku ae hewa,
ku ae hewa.
I ka pono sivila o ke kanaka. Aole ma koua I mina mina,
aole, 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 hiu.
I ka puutala o ke au pu. Lava mako ika pohaku,
ika pohaku,
ika ai kamaha o ka aina. Mahope mako o lili ulani.
Mahope, mahope, mahope,
hiu! Aloha e ka pono o ka aina. Haina ia mai ana ka puana.
Haina ia mai.
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina.
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e. Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e. Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e.
Mahalo for your company around our kitchen table here at Nā Kai e Walu. Kahoʻoni panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe here, and we're talking hapahale, songs, and hula with our special guest, entertainer extraordinaire, Kavika Trask.
Mahalo, Noe. Thank you very much again for asking me to be part of today's festivities, especially today is the day of that big hapahale festival celebration down in Waikiki.
So tell us, Kavika, how did you get started in all? I know you went, you're a graduate of Kamehameha Schools.
Actually, you know, I don't think, well, some people, I guess, did plan to get into the music industry, the music business. I just kind of really didn't. It fell in my lap, you know, of course, going to Kamehameha, and you have all the different functions and so forth and all the culture and traditions of the school. You learn so much there. Well, anyway, in our years, you know, you guys are from the 60s.
We sang at lunch.
And, right, right. And you guys are from the 60s. Right. I'm from the 70s. And the school has really changed over the decades.
Yes.
It's still love it dearly. And we're not here to talk about the school, but it was different in our era. And we learned a lot about the culture. Actually, when I graduated, I was the first. There were three. My class, in my year, there were three, myself and two other of my classmates were the first ones ever to graduate from Kamehameha with 4 years of Hawaiian language. They had never had taken language to the fourth year. They actually had to make a section up for us. So I guess it was really the beginning. And it was really the beginning of the Hawaiian Renaissance yes. movement back in the mid-70s. But like I said, it just kind of fell in my lap, you know, playing at backyard parties. Actually, the original trio, you'll recognize some of these names. I always played the ukulele, and on guitar was Mr. Mark Yim, class of 78. And on the bass was another 78, Randy Fong, who played bass until he went away to college in Spokane and became, you know, he's now an administrator on the Hill. But and that's how we started, you know, backyard parties and, you know, Auntie so-and-so called, can we play, so forth and so on. And then actually, if moving more into the professional side, I have to give all the credit, and there is no credit I can give enough to the late and very great falsetto singer, Mr. Arthur Kikua Fernandez. And we all started playing with Kikua. You know, in those days, he had the gambit and everything sewn up in town practically in trios and so forth. So on the professional side, that's where it really came from, was working with the late and great Mr. Kikua Fernandez.
Ooh, neat. History of, well, the progression of Hawaiian music in Honolulu anyway. And we're talking with Kavika Trask this morning on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha School, on the Visionary Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little story of how our music came to be. It took 2 miles, two ukuleles, and a few good harmonies. Something else. Musicians that came before us at home in Hawaii, a jam of feel good island music, sitting under the sun. Feel good island music, skanking till the song is done. Feel good island music, flowing through my veins. Feel good island music, takes away all my pain. Takes away all my pain. The CNK and Kalapana started the Feel Good Island Strong. So don't strong. Put the hurt on me, baby. Good times together are yet to come. I'll be the moon's king, fire music. Made you feel nice and warm. And we thank him for a feel good sound that took the islands by a tropical storm. Sitting under the sun, feel good island music, skanking till the song is done. Feel good island music, flowing through my veins. Feel good island music, takes away all my pain. Takes away all my pain. Jump on a reggae train. And if you ever get to see these guys play live, your life will never be the same. A brother East has got the feeling that your vibes bring the Irish healing. So in this life you must have a nice day. Feel good music is a hit to stay. Feel good
music, sitting under the sun. Beaucoup Island music, skank until the song is done. Beaucoup Island music, flowing through my veins. Beaucoup Island music, takes away all my
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for stopping by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Olinda, your song is coming up next, okay? Hang in. Viki Holtakamine, kahoone panoke, noe tanigawa, and we're in the realm of hapahale music today with our special guest, Kavika Trask.
So Kavika, all three of us went to Kamehameha schools, and you know, like you said, us in the 60s, you in the 70s, are actually produced it, Chanel Mokipuha, was in the 90s. So she's the baby of this Nakai Evalu. So some of the stories that we share, like, I could not take Hawaiian language. I had to take Latin. Because
really?
I was going to go to college, and Hawaiian was not considered acceptable foreign language.
And plus, you first had to do every. There was no. The hula was all noho, right?
Yes,
everything was hula noho.
We were right? sitting down.
Yes. Yeah.
We had to do hula noho until our senior year.
1965.
Thank you for sharing how old I am. Okay, but in 1965 at the
Ho'ike,
we argued with the trustees and our principal, you know, Kamakakuo Kalani, Auntie Gladys Brandt, went to battle for us because we were going to dance Kaulana Napua and we refused to sit down for that mele. Because it talked about resistance, and we were already in 65, my class, we already decided we were not going to sit down. And Auntie Nona Beamer was actually part of that. Nona Beamer, Gladys Brandt, and they stood up to the trustees and administration and said, no, we're not going to sit down for this hula. We went to Japan to do a promotion for, and Kalani Kake taught us hula, kahiko, and Auntie Nona Beamer, but also Tahitian and Maori on campus.
But those are the, actually too, is back in the 60s, started all the promo days. You know, when
exactly.
people did, you know, with the yes. Visitors Bureau and the airlines, I mean, for decades, the Visitors Bureau, actually, before they really started doing a lot of the stuff, it was the airlines. I mean, it was Aloha yeah. Airlines promo team, Hawaiian Airlines promo team. Even United had a promo team in those days. Mm-hmm. All the big airlines did, and they took teams all over the world. And I think, actually, dating
Northwest?
Back, I think probably Hawaii was the foremost ones that sent promotional marketing teams worldwide to promote these islands.
Right. And that's what made us unique.
Exactly.
My mother, Kalei Holt, and Auntie Ella Correa did promos for United and Northwest right. Airlines. Traveled all over.
And your other Auntie Peggy Long.
Auntie Peggy.
Yeah.
And you said you went around the world twice, Kahoone.
Around the world twice, just dancing and promoting and Hawaii. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Music around the world, Hawaiian style here. We're finding out a lot about the birth and evolution of Hapa Haole, hula, and music today on Nakai Evalu.
Thank you. Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop on your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop, 'cause I'm hungry. A tango with every little move you make. I love you like a mango. Wish we could make it every day. I want you to drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop, 'cause I'm hungry. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop, 'cause I'm hungry. My nights will be so lonely. If ever you should choose to go,
to go.
I live just like a zombie,
zombie,
with very little love to show. I want you to drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop, 'cause I'm hungry. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop, 'cause I'm hungry.
Connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning. Everyone at the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center is pretty busy right now. And we're thinking about you getting ready for the pre-party and then the big fundraising concert tonight at the Four Seasons Manila Bay Resort. Shell, feather, flower lei making, talk story with Kupuna on Lanai. And it all starts at 3:30 and goes until 6:30, at which point Kele'i Raichel and his halau bring it all on there. 7 o'clock at Manele Bay. Halau from Hilo and Nana Kuli pitching in on this fundraiser for the Lana'i Cultural and Heritage Center. Have a blast, you guys. We're thinking of you here at Nakai Evalu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the lee side, she sits upon her bed. Like the stars and sun that shine, the awaiki, she helps me rest my mind. Is alone there, she has no words, just time. Like the sunset frees the mind, the awaiki, you make me feel so fine, so fine. I love the rolling hills behind, spread your rays of sun that shine. Awaiki, she gives me love and peace of mind all the time.
You're
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to get your weekend rolling. Vicky Holtakamine Kahoone Panoke Noe Tanigawa here, and we're just kind of revving for the Hapahole Hula Festival that starts at 11 today at Kapi'olani Park Bandstand. We're doing it all with entertainer extraordinaire, Kavika Trask.
Mahalo noi, mahalo noi. And of course, on that note, we hope and we invite all of you brownies out there. Actually, not brownies, all you locals, any lover of island music, Hapahole music, what have you. If you have nothing else to do today, get on down to Waikiki, because some of your favorites you will probably hear today. You'll watch somebody hula. You'll watch somebody do something that you'll enjoy. So come on down, gang.
And we've got arts and crafts vendors that are going to be down there as well.
And Tutu's favorite shave ice.
I'm not okay. Sure.
What kind may I? Got food, right? Got to have food, right?
Okay. Have to have food.
Got to have the
food. Arts and crafts. Okay. Yeah. And lots of great Hawaiian entertainment. So, Kavika, you've been playing music for a long, long time. You said you started with Kikua.
Okay, you didn't want to go age care.
No,
okay.
We're just saying long, long time. Talking about experience.
Actually, the first job professionally I got, I mean, we played around a lot. I mean, Kikua employed everybody. Back in those days, everybody either worked at the Ilikai Hotel with Auntie Pauline Kekahuna and that gang, or the Chakma Shadow Luau.
Oh, yeah. Yes, where yeah. I work.
That's where we actually started with my group. It was 1977 at the Outrigger Hotel, the main hotel right on the beach. And we worked every Tuesday evenings. We were the musicians for that show. And the show actually in those days was directed by the late and super great Auntie Luca Kaleiki in the Ilima Hula Studio.
Yes,
oh, Auntie my Luca. God. That, those, you know.
I was getting to that point. You've played for a lot of kumuhula and hula dancers. So, you know, talk about that.
I mean, yeah, you know. And that's why, you know, I like how you said, a lot of people, you know, they may have heard or the mention of my name. And it's okay. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with me and a lot of people aren't. And, you know, the thing, too, is we started way back when, and that's all. That's what we started. It was Hula Music. And I keep telling a lot of these young kids, even that, you know, whether you have a CD out or a recording out or not, doesn't matter. If you want to work and if you want to travel, learn your Hawaiian and your hula music. That's what's going to take you anywhere on this earth. And like you said, we have been so lucky and so fortunate to travel all over the world promoting and doing what we love the best.
Well, Kavika, you got to be good, because Vicky said that when you're going to play, she makes her halau practice. Right on. Let's hear you and the Kavika Trask Trio next up, okay?
Well, sounds good.
Okay, it's coming on the Kai Evalu
live in the studio.
Kai Evalu,
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kila kila na rough riders make a wacky boo-boo-boo. Make an anio boo-boo kalani, make a high old kalana kila. Boogie eh, hookie eh ha, hookie koni koni ka buku bai. Boogie eh, hookie eh ha, hookie koni koni ka buku bai. Keiki mai au.
Like a Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest, musician, entertainer extraordinaire, Kavika Trask.
So Kavika, you're at the, how often do you play music and where?
You know, and through the years, we're so very, very lucky to keep working, you know, even in the downturn of the economy and stuff. Actually, we've gotten even busier. We're so lucky. First of all, our steady gigs, Monday, Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. You can catch our show at the Royal Hawaiian Center right in Helumoa, the Coconut Grove. And Friday evenings at the Ilikai Hotel. It's still going on over there. We're there every Friday from 6 to 8. We used to be there quite often. However, with the hotel changing so many hands, we're currently on our fifth owner. Actually, last month, August 8th, made 22 years
at the hotel
that I have been at the Ilikai Hotel, entertaining the guests, the residents, so forth and so on. And it's wonderful. And, you know, we're so fortunate. And we get what is really, really neat about the whole thing is we see the same people that come back every year. Residents come back, the visitors come for, you know, in the condo side. They stay for month after month after month, and they're still downstairs.
And every Friday evening, you can count every week, them being there.
And they're there. And, you know, and it's from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's so cute. You see them all coupling the area. Okay, this is for us, you guys.
Oh, we got to go early then.
Yeah, it is. It is hysterical. You see all these old Hale people out there, Kalamaya, but all our Malihinis out there, all of them, it is hysterical.
You've been there for 22 years.
22 years.
There was a time when you, under the hotel, they cut funding for your program.
Right, like the previous owner, that was the fourth owner we were under, and I don't want to say, you know, that's the people that really changed the hotel from what they were supposed to have done to it, and they just really did not make things very nice. But anyway, they had cut our contract after, what is that, 19 years. And it was 3 years ago that there was a owner change. And then right after, we didn't even miss a heartbeat. We were so lucky that the condo owners, it's the residents of the hotel, or I should say non-residents of the hotel, that picked up the contract and we're still going there.
But that's a testament to your great work that you do.
You're like the utilities. Got to have it.
There you go. Like you turn on the light and there we are.
There you are. Shine the light on you, Salomila.
And you're also Mondays and Tuesdays at Royal Hawaiian Center.
At the Royal Hawaiian Center.
Well, we got you and your trio. You as part of the trio, of course, here right now.
Thank you.
K.L. Costa, Dwight Kanai.
And yours truly.
Let's hear it.
They say it's swing time in Honolulu. In Honolulu, it's always swing time. Natives are men, guitars are strumming. They say it's swing time in Honolulu. All islanders swing to the day. All islands are all lovers play. All islanders swing with the swing, with the wiki waki woo and aloha iki woo wa. Those beaches are sand snowy white. Those beaches are all lovers right. Those beaches are sand snowy white, where the alamoon is mellow and shallow. They say it's swing time in Honolulu. In Honolulu, it's always swing time. Natives are humming, guitars are strumming. They say it's swing time in Honolulu. All islanders swing with the sway. Yep. All islands are all lovers play. All islanders swing with the sway. With the Mickey Wacky Boo and Aloha Iki Boo. Those beaches are sand snowy white. Those beaches are all lovers right. Those beaches are sand snowy white. With the Alabuna Palo and Chalo. They say it's swing time in Honolulu. In Honolulu, it's always swing time. Natives are humming, guitars are strumming. They say it's swing time in Honolulu. They say it's swing time in Honolulu.
Honolulu, how do you do? Honolulu, glad to see you. And I love the sunshine, honest I do. That's why you see me smiling at you, 'cause you're the flower of old Mother Earth. I'd like to tip my hat to you. I love your mountain streams and your ocean breeze. Honolulu, I'm wild about you.
How do you do? Honolulu, glad to see you. I love your sunshine, honest I do. That's why you see me smiling at you. You're the flower of old Mother Earth. I'd like to tip my hat to you. I love your mountain stream and your ocean breeze. Honolulu, I'm wild about you. One more time. Honolulu, I'm wild about you.
I'd like to be at Hawaii Kiki with you. My little chickadee. Oh, yes, we do. These nights of blue, holding hands a whole night through. And then at night, the moon up will tell us that we're in love. That's why I like to be,
hey, hey,
white
teeth,
my little chickadee. Whoa, oh, oh,
I like to be at white teeth with you, my little chick, 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 chickadee.
These skies of blue,
hand and a night on the moon up above will tell us that we're in love. Ba-dooby-dooby-dooby-doo. That's what I'd like to be. Hey, hey, F-Y-T-T-E. With you, my little chickadee. That's what I like to be. Hey, hey, F-Y-T-T-E. With you, my little porky pig. That's what I'd like to be. Hey, hey, F-Y-T-T-E. With you, my little chickadee.
Wonderful. Live at Nakai Evalu.
I'm getting that hapahali feeling. Finally, I
gotta
get
come,
it,
gotta
Vicky.
Come.
Okay, it's happening in, what, just over an hour?
Yep, we have to run right from here down there.
And let's not forget that the following Friday.
That's right.
On September the 18th is the finals of the hapahali hula and soloist competition. And that's going to be, once again, in the Luau Gardens at the Halekoa Hotel.
At 5:30 p.m. and you can find tickets online or call us.
Yeah, call them at 375-0847 or check out hapahaulifest.org. And I have to say that it's been a pleasure for 6 years serving as a judge at Hapahauli. And this year, I'm going to retire as a judge, Victoria.
There's no retiring.
Okay.
Well, sit back and enjoy. Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na ke kahi e ho urumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kula na ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
The moonlit ocean of Lana'i's Hulupo'i Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealii Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the Lana'i Cultural and Heritage Center, whose mission is to document and pass on the storied history of Lana'i. Join Kealii Rise Shell and enjoy a celebration of Hawaiian cultural activities throughout the afternoon, including storytelling and lei making. 100% of the ticket proceeds benefit the Lana'i Cultural and Heritage Center and are earmarked to develop a multimedia experience depicting the oral history of Lana'i to be enjoyed by visitors in Kama'aina for decades to come. For room reservations, Four Seasons offers specially priced packages including concert tickets, making this an exceptional value. For reservations and tickets, call the ticket hotline 1-808-565-2426. That's 1-808-565-2426. Mahalo.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
There's a feeling deep in my heart, stabbing at me just like a dart. It's a feeling
hanging out with us this morning on Nakai Evalu. Still time to pull up a chair around the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and it's been a great morning with a terrific entertainer, Kavika Trask.
So Kavika, after all of these years of performing throughout the world in Waikiki, what about a CD?
Oh, funny you should mention that. Actually, and Victoria will know that because she's joined us for many years on this trip we do annually in Japan in several cities. And this year is a really, really big one. It's the 10th year that we're doing the, it's called the Pan Pacific Hula Exhibition.
Oh, and, yes. In October,
yeah, in October. And this is the 10th year. And it was just because of the 10th year, one of the musicians that has traveled with us and is a great musician and a producer suggested that, you know, come on, after all these years, this would be a good time. It's the 10th year that we're doing this show. Why don't you come up or do a CD? And I went, hey, you know what? You're right. And I've been thinking about it for the past 1,001 years. And when you suggested it, I said, you know what? Let's do it. And let's do it really, really. Let's do it right now. So it's going to come out at the end of this month. And it's really, really fun. It's some of the songs that I've wanted to record. It's half traditional Hawaiian music in, you know, a little makuhine. And the other half is hapahaole.
What's on it?
Oh, some great old songs. Some of the songs we recorded have been done before, but we're doing it a little different. One of the traditional songs I love is Hali Ilua. We're doing that because actually nobody's ever recorded all the verses twice.
Right.
And this is a song. This is a recording for hula.
That's why I love.
Wonderful.
That's why I love Kavika Trask, because he really does hula music. He knows how to play for hula dancers. When I said that if we know that we're dancing with Kavika Trask, I make my students practice. We practice because when we tell him we're going to do an implement number, it's 48. It's not 33 RPM. It is more like 78 RPM. And we try and tone it down to 45 RPM. But we know that once he gets going with that ukulele, we have to dance. He knows the right tempo for the songs, for hula. That's what I love about his trio.
Thanks, Victoria. But, you know, that's all the years, I mean, playing for all those hula halau. And all, you know, and actually in the old days, you know, too, it was hula studio. It wasn't halau. Never have such thing halau. It
we
was
always had
hula
halau.
Studio, right.
I danced for Auntie Mikey Ayu Lake, and it was always halau.
Right. Yeah, Kalamayu. Yeah. Polole.
That's for us anyway. Yeah.
Looking forward to the CD. What's the name of it?
And it's so simple. It's just called An Evening in Waikiki.
Kavika Trask Trio. Love it. You heard about it first on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Damn, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my fate will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, for the tides to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul. Damn, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my fate will lead me on. Well, I can't say where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. I don't know what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but now that's past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Well, I'm sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on.
got some time to search my soul. Yeah, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Yeah, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Yeah, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Yeah, they keep putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Na kamakani heli hulhulu me ole kapi ina me ka ihona me na kike e ala nui o kapa kona ne akamahina aruale noi ka pai ukua e i kaui kapi ina pau auli hoi mai ka ua o kapa kona ne akamahina aruale noi ka pai ukua e i kaua kapi ina pau auli hoi mai ka ua.
The eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. And now's the time that we take a moment to send a thought with you into your week.
And it's time for our Olelo No'eau, which are the wise sayings of our kupuna that have been passed down from generations to generation. And it's brought to you today by the Mobi PCS. So I'm going to ask Kavika, what's one of your favorites, Olelo No'eau?
One of my favorite. Okay, this is they're all from, Ikavaka, Hiko, so. And the one that stands out, one of the ones that stand out in my mind from, going to school on that hill, Kapalama, that we were taught is Palakahala Momonakaha Ukeuke, which is when the pandanus or the hala tree is ripe, the ha'uke'uke, which is a sea urchin, and we all know how one of the ha'uke'uke is very fat and juicy.
That's what momona. Momona means sweet and juicy, mm-hmm. and just yeah. delicious. Yeah. So when you see the
part, dripping with flavor,
the hala gets ripe and the hala fruit is ripe and it falls. You can inhale the fragrance of that hala. It becomes very heady. Mm-hmm. Then you know the ha'uke'uke is right, and run down to the ocean and go harvest.
And just break it open and eat right there on
go.
The beach.
Or even momona kavana. Same thing with the vana too, yes.
Same thing, right about the same time.
That's what I want to do right after this. On the way down.
You have to go check to see if the hala is right
I know,
first.
I got to go check first.
No, you got to go to the Hapa'ahali Hula Festival.
Yeah, and then I'm going to the Hapa'ahali Hula Festival.
That's this week's Olelo No'eau. Thanks for that idea, Kavika.
Thank you. Mahalo.
On Nakai and Bali.
Wise and blind, it don't thrill me. Cause I'm in love with the local boys, don't try to convince me. Because the local boys and local oi, it doesn't matter what island,
mountains or near the sea, if I want someone special, local boys are the one for me. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Local boys will keep you warm throughout the coldest nights. Wherever you go in the islands, you see them all and hear them on the street, but my eyes never wander. Local boys can't be beat. Oh, oh, local boys. La da 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 da. Local boys.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Yeah.
just great. Perfect for a Saturday morning, and we just want to thank you for your company around the kitchen table today. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and it's been a great morning with you, Kavika Trask.
Thanks, Noe. Thanks, Kaho'one. And thanks, Vicky Toria, for inviting me here. I feel very fortunate and flattered to be invited to be part of today's festivity. But gang, don't forget, the Hapahale Festival is today. And if you enjoyed that little tidbit of music we shared a little earlier in the program, we go on at 2 p.m. So come on down to Waikiki.
The bandstand. KL and Dwight, thank you so much, too.
Okay, Kavika goes on at 2, but it starts at 11 a.m. and it runs through 4 p.m. There's arts, crafts, music, Hawaiian dance, halau hula. Come and join us.
And don't forget the food.
At Kapi'olani Park Bandstand.
Don't forget also, next week, Friday, September 18th, is the Hapahauli Hula and Vocal Competition, and that's going to be at the Halekoa Hotel in the Luau Gardens. And for information, you can call 375-0847 to purchase your tickets or check out hapahaulefest.org.
Thank you so much, Kaho'one, for that plug.
Yes.
I could not have done it any better. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and especially our special guest, Kavika
Trask. Mahalo. Thanks, Vic.
And we want to, I'm going to ask you now, come back when that CD is done so we can talk about that.
I would love to. Yes, I'd love to. And again, we'd love to come back too. So see you guys. Come on down to Waikiki. Another great year at the Hapahaole Hula Fest today. Kapi'olani Park.
Mahalo.
Nakai Evalu is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools, and it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Ahui ho!
Ahui ho!
Aloha!
Aloha!
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Kamehameha Schools was founded in 1887 by the will of Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Dedicated to improving the capability and well-being of Native Hawaiians through education, Kamehameha Schools honors the physical, spiritual, and cultural significance of its lands and the role they play in supporting the school's mission. With 98% of its land in agriculture and conservation, Kamehameha Schools is committed to responsible stewardship. The Land Assets Division manages these lands to create and optimize cultural, educational, environmental, economic, and community benefits. Through prudent management of the school's agricultural and conservation lands, the Land Assets Division strives to sustain thriving lands and thriving communities. Come visit the Kamehameha Schools booth at the Hawaii County Fair, September 17th through the 20th at the Hilo Civic Auditorium. Or for more information, email us at land@ksbe.edu.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Dirk Yoshizawa, a commercial banking officer at Bank of Hawaii, with tips about how to prepare an effective business plan. First,
Be realistic. Overly rosy business plans can be a red flag for potential investors. To maintain credibility, make sure you provide accurate estimates of the market and competitors. Also, base your financial projection on facts, not wishful thinking. Investors want to see growth, but achievable growth. And lastly, to avoid any holes or inaccuracies in the business plan, do your homework. The plan needs to address every situation and problem that may arise, and painting a realistic picture will help you do that.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The moonlit ocean of Lanai's Hulupo'i Bay beckons you to enjoy a very special evening with Kealii Rise Shell at the Four Seasons Resort, Manele Bay. Come together on September 12th, 7 p.m. to benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center, whose mission is to document and pass on the storied history of Lanai. Join Kealii Rise Shell and enjoy a celebration of Hawaiian cultural activities throughout the afternoon, including storytelling and laymaking. 100% of the ticket proceeds benefit the Lanai Cultural and Heritage Center and are earmarked to develop a multimedia experience depicting the oral history of Lanai to be enjoyed by visitors in Kama'aina for decades to come. For room reservations, Four Seasons offers specially priced packages including concert tickets, making this an exceptional value. For reservations and tickets, call the ticket hotline 1-808-565-2426. That's 1-808-565-2426. Mahalo.